Welcome to Just a Minute. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, it is once more my pleasure to introduce to you the four exciting personalities that we have this week to play Just a Minute. We welcome back Wendy Richard, and we welcome back Lance Percival, we welcome back Richard Murdoch, and someone who we have welcomed back many times, Clement Freud. Will you please welcome all four of them? Sitting beside me is the man who's never been away from Just a Minute because he fought up the game, that is Ian Messiter. He sits with a whistle in his mouth, a stopwatch on one hand, and a pencil on the other to keep the score and tell us when the 60 seconds are up. They're going to try and speak if they can for Just a Minute without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject. And let us begin the show this week with Lance Percival. Lance, the subject is slang. Will you tell us something about that in Just a Minute, starting now?
People are very annoyed about the amount of bad words used on the BBC at present. I think it's absolute rubbish. You get Derek Jamieson starting very early in the morning, followed by Ken Bruce, and then, of course, our friend...
Wendy Richard has jumped.
Ken Bruce doesn't use slang.
I said it's rubbish, and I name these people as the fact that they don't use slang.
Wendy, I beg your pardon. Sorry, I'll shut up and be quiet.
Wendy,
sorry.
Wendy, can I ask you, I know you haven't played the game an awful lot, but can you sort of give your challenges through the chair, then I can know
what
was your challenge?
Because I thought, I like Ken Bruce, and I thought he was saying he used slang, and he doesn't.
Oh, Lance Percival has a point for an incorrect challenge. He has 42 seconds to continue with slang, starting now.
But when it comes to Jimmy Young, we get expressions like, bye for now, which could not be possibly good grammar in the sense of Oxford English or any other particular type of slang that should be or not be used. And that is why yours infuriated Tunbridge Wells keeps writing letters to this particular establishment or corporation known as the British Broadcasting, what's it? Simply because I don't want to use the same word twice. And so far, I've managed to use six slang words and nobody's actually buzzed in to interrupt me, which I'm amazed at. Oh.
Richard Murdoch has.
Well, yes, I buzzed because he was expecting me to. I mean... And I'm sure you all quite agree with me, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. So I'm going to be very generous to you, Richard, and say that you can have the subject, and there are 14 seconds left for slang starting now.
Oh, slang. Well, I use a lot of slang, mostly rhyming. Oh.
Clement Freud challenged.
Hello, and he hesitated.
9 seconds are left, slang starting now.
What I particularly dislike about slang is when Americans use it and expect to feel sort of British or English, because they say quid or happy half hour.
At the end of those 60 seconds, Ian Messiter blows his whistle to tell us the time is up. Whoever is speaking at that moment gets an extra point. It was Clement Freud, who is in the lead at the end of the round. Wendy Richard, will you take the next round? The subject, my ticklish bit. remembering it is a family show, would you tell us something about my ticklish bit? Well, don't mean my personal one. Shall I put it the other way around? Would you like to speak on the subject of my ticklish bit starting now?
Well, my ticklish bit's at home at the moment, but I must say I do not like being tickled. I think it's awful when people come up and go, ooh, and sort of poke you in the ribs. What is even worse is when you see little babies lying in their pram and people go up and sort of run their fingers up and down their little tiny bodies, and these little new people are supposed to thoroughly enjoy this experience. It must be terrible. I think it's appalling. Anyway, Finn...
Lance Percival challenged you.
Well, I was so enthralled, but it just stopped for a second, and she looked at Clement, and Clement didn't buzz, so I thought I would.
Well, I think that's rotten of you. I think we were all enjoying it.
Yes.
Anyway, so, but you've got him with the correct challenge, Lance, so you have 32 seconds to tell us something about my ticklish bit, starting now.
I am actually tickling my ticklish bit at this very moment. And all being well, I should be bursting out in laughter at any particular moment.
Richard Murdoch challenge.
Well, he made himself laugh. He didn't make me laugh. If That's what caused him to hesitate, you see.
Yes, he said. Yes. So let's give Richard 2 points there. One for his amusing comments, and one for the fact that he's got a correct challenge, and he takes over the subject with 20 seconds left. My ticklish bit, starting now.
Well, I used to have a ticklish bit, but I can't quite remember what it is. My mother used to tickle me when I was a very, very small boy, and I used to say, "Oh, Mum, please do stop. It's absolute agony, because you keep on tickling me like that, and I don't know quite what to do, and is the 30 seconds up or not?"
But Clement Freud has challenged you, and there's 7 seconds to go. So, Clement, what was your challenge?
It's not in that seven seconds to go.
And what are you challenging for?
Because he stopped.
Yes.
Well, he did stop then, yes, all right. Hesitation. So, Clement, you have the subject. 7 seconds, my ticklish bit, starting now.
Politically, my ticklish bit has always been to go to a mass audience and make them think enthusiastically about site valuation rating.
Well, that last remark didn't tickle the audience very much, but it did keep Clement Freud going until the whistle went. He gained an extra point, has increased his lead, and Richard Murdoch, will you take the next round? Richard, the subject is onomatopoeia. I'll give you a second to think about it, because it's a tough subject to talk on. Onomatopoeia, you have 60 seconds, as usual, starting now.
That's a very interesting subject. It's just a word that actually finishes with 4 consecutive vowels. It means things that sound like it. For instance, my aunt has got a little dog which is not house-trained, and it's definitely an onomatopoeia, because she is always tearing up messes made on the drawing room carpet. Now, a word that most springs to my mind that is onomatopoeic, which is the adjective for onomatopoeia, is tinted ablution, which is used by Edgar Allan Poe in that well-known poem, The Bells. Then, yes.
Richard Murdoch, you've challenged yourself.
Yes. Well, I'm afraid I hesitated. And it was the only...
You also deviated from onomatopoeia and going on to tintinabulation as well.
Yes.
So do you want a point for both?
What?
You perked up then when I said, would you want a point for both?
Oh, yes, please.
You're right. All right. So he gets one for challenging himself correctly, one because the chairman is generous, and he continues, if he can, with 16 seconds on onomatopoeia, starting now.
Me? Well,
yes.
What?
It's you, yes.
Oh, yes,
carry on, yes.
Well, certain words in American strip cartoons like Zowie and Splat and Splodge, those... Wow.
Well, with a little generosity from the other 3 panelists and some from the chairman, and also some ingenuity on the part of Richard Murdoch, he kept going till the whistle went, gained an extra point, and others in the round. He's now in the lead at the end of that round.
Very kind man you are.
Glad you emphasised the man. I was hesitated before it. Clement Freud, we're back with you to begin. The subject is hoaxes. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
Hoaxes have rather died out in these last 20 years or so. In my youth, there were hoaxers around, of whom perhaps Robert Morley was the most famous, who had a great time waiting until 2 of his actor friends had a terrific argument, and would then send to each of them a telegram purporting to come from the other, apologizing deeply.
I think
it's worth telling that story. But
yeah. Just finish the story, please.
No.
Well, we'll finish it afterwards. He might get in again, and he could then use it for the next things.
Hesitate, and then he'll
get in. So, Wendy, you challenged, which was hesitation. You have 23 seconds on hoaxes, starting now.
I've just finished reading the autobiography of Arthur English, an excellent book, I can recommend it. And he relates in this tome about when Chesney Allen was his manager and had booked him into some digs. So, Arthur duly turned up at these premises.
Clement Freud challenged.
Why?
Repetition of Arthur. I mean, we're going Arthur to go about English. Wrecking each other's stories.
To him as my friend, but then I'd be accused of name-dropping.
Well, you did mention Arthur English before, so you mentioned Arthur before. Clement got back in. There are 39 seconds for him to continue on hoaxes, starting now.
Quite a good hoax was when some Cambridge undergraduates dressed up as navvies and dug up Piccadilly. And a man came along to the police station and said, there are some students from a famous university who are in costumes of people wielding picks and axes, disturbing the pavement of a main London thoroughfare.
Yes, at the end of that round, Clement Freud is equal in the lead with Richard Murdoch. Lance Percival, your turn to begin the subject, punch. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
A punch is either something which is thrown by Frank, you know, don't know, Harry, don't you, Bryson, or you will find it's an actual drink which is put into a bowl, and the way it is done is you put in some wine, maybe some...
When did Richard challenged?
Hesitation.
Yeah, I couldn't decide what to put in, you see.
Yes, you were getting confused there. I thought you were drinking it, actually. Wendy, you have 45 seconds and you take up the subject of punch, starting now.
I don't like punch. I don't like mixed drinks. When people make up punch, they pour in all sorts of things, spirits and wine and all sorts. Well, you should never...
Richard Murdoch challenged.
Yes, she did.
So, Richard Murdoch, you've got in on all sorts, and there are 36 seconds for you to tell us something about punch, starting now.
Well, there is a famous magazine called Punch. I don't know whether I'm allowed to mention it on the BBC.
You already have. Clement Freud challenged.
Yes, he is.
Oh. I am allowed.
You are. So I've said you already have. Clement Freud told you that you can mention it. You interrupted,
right,
so you get a point for that. And you continue for 30 seconds with Punch, starting now.
It used to be very funny. I don't find it very funny now. Because
Lance Percival,
it was twice as funny. I mean, you said funny twice.
I know you said funny before.
Oh, did I?
You say it was a very funny magazine.
Yes,
it's a pity, isn't it? So Lance got in first. 27 seconds for you, Lance, back with Punch, starting now.
And in that particular periodical, they will give you a recipe for making punch, which is, of course, to put the wine in first with some brandy, maybe some oranges and lemons, a few little bits of sugar, a little bit of pins.
Richard Murdoch challenged.
Little bit.
Yes, little bit. Repetition.
My ticklish bit, it was, yes.
So, Richard, you got in there with 14 seconds on punch, starting now.
Well, when I make punch, I put it in a huge bowl. I put in all sorts of adjectives.
And Wendy, Richard,
twice.
You put it twice, yes.
A lot of challenges
in this round. 9 seconds for you, Wendy. Punch, starting now.
I like Punch magazine. My favourite bit is at the end, where you put your own captions to these old-fashioned cartoons. But it is nearly always won by...
They all had to go on punch, but Wendy was speaking as the whistle went, Wendy Richard, and she had that extra point. She is in third place, trailing Clement Freud, who's just behind Richard Murdoch, still in the lead. Lance Percival, fourth place. Wendy Richard to begin. The subject, Wendy, tax.
There are various forms of tax: carpet, thumb, income, and road. The latter, I feel, is a downright liberty to motorists. Have you seen the state of the highways and byways in London at this time? It's full of pit holes and potholes. It's an absolute disgrace. As for the first one, I've forgotten what I said first.
Lance Percival challenged.
Well, as she forgot what she said, so she paused.
She did indeed, yes.
It was very nice.
So you have 40 seconds, but tell us something about tax, starting now.
The other tax not mentioned so far is VAT, and come 1992, I think you'll find this will change quite a considerable amount. For instance, we are all set at 15% of this country at the moment, but in that year I mentioned earlier, you will find that things like food are taxed up.
Wendy Richard,
this is supposed to be an entertaining program. It's interesting enough that we know about VAT and that, but I mean, you know, you're right.
Right.
Can you get challenged for boring? I mean, I'm not being rude, Lance, but it was going on a bit.
Well, I think you were being rude, but you were still being very entertaining, so we'll give her an extra point, because we enjoyed it, didn't we? And we take it to heart, Lance, because she says it is supposed to be an entertaining show. You don't want to put us all in the doldrums. 24 seconds, though, for you to continue on tax, starting now.
Now, this is actually a very entertaining idea, the idea of VAT on clothes.
Richard Murdoch got in there.
Well, he had two ideas.
Yes.
He had two VATs as well.
More than Brussels had altogether.
You can't have VAT too often. Right. So, Richard Murdoch, you've got in with 21 seconds to tell us something about tax, starting now.
Well, up in the North Country, there was a man who bought a wig, and he was asked how much it was, and they said, that's £15 with tax. And he said, I don't need tax, I'm just going to clag it on. Being a North Country work.
So Richard Murdoch with his wig kept going till the whistle went, in spite of the audience laughing so loudly. And Richard, you got that extra point, and you've increased your lead at the end of that round. Will you take the next round? It is bowlers. Oh, they can go on that man with a wig. So, there are 60 seconds, as always, starting now.
There are two sorts. There's one which is a hat. I have got one myself. I don't often wear it now. They're usually worn by city gents. There are also those men who play cricket, and they either bowl googlies, and sometimes they bowl underarm, but that's...
Lance Percival challenged.
Use the word bowl to us.
Yes, sometimes they bowl and sometimes they bowl. Yes, I'm afraid they do. Yes, yes.
All right,
I've never seen them bowl underarm in a professional game, actually.
No, it did happen.
I thought
it
was going to have you for deviation.
Just the once, and it was very unpopular.
45 seconds for Lance Percival on bowlers, starting now.
And it's Freddie Truman coming into the nursery end. Very slow walk as he comes down, and he bowls and is not out as it goes outside his off stump and glances down towards the pavilion, four runs to Northamptonshire. This is a good...
Richard Murdoch challenged.
Well, Freddie Truman never played for Northamptonshire.
If the four came off Freddie Truman's bowling, the opposition would get the runs, wouldn't they? Freddie Truman wouldn't, playing for Yorkshire, wouldn't get them.
You're probably right, yes.
So, as much as I loved your challenge, I'm afraid it wasn't correct deviation. No. So, Lance Percival continues with 28 seconds on bowlers, starting now.
Since then, of course, we've been rather short.
Clement Freud challenged.
Deviation.
Why?
Speaking in a different voice.
I didn't.
He's allowed to use as many voices as he likes in any particular round of Just a Minute. So that wasn't correct deviation. 26 seconds are left for you still, Lance, on bowlers, starting now.
It is rather unfortunate at the moment that there are no bowlers who can play for England rather well. And therefore, England hasn't managed to win a test.
Clement Freud challenged.
Two Englands.
Yes, that's yes, about time there were a few as well.
Concentrating so hard on his impersonations, he forgot to concentrate on the rules of Just a Minute. Clement Freud got in 17 seconds, Clement, on bowlers, starting now.
There's a man called David Brandt who does most of it with a pipe, and I do enjoy watching him, because not only does he bowl with his right hand and runs behind that piece...
Richard Murdoch challenged.
Well, he got a bit tied up there, didn't he?
Yes, he did. So he slowed down to such an extent, I would call that hesitation, Richard. Yes, indeed. You have 1 second, Richard. You're getting very sharp at this game. 1 second on bowlers. Mind you, they get very sharp when there's only 1 second to go. So are you ready? 1 second, starting now.
My favorite challenge.
Lance Percival, sitting beside you, got in before you spoke. What was your challenge, Lance?
Half a second's hesitation.
There was half a second's hesitation, but it wasn't enough in this particular game. Not the pace at which he speaks. So, Richard, you have half a second on bowlers, starting now.
My favourite bowler was...
So, Richard Murdoch got more points in that round, including the one for speaking as the whistle went, and has increased his lead. Anyway, Clement Freud, your turn to begin the subject, Amazing People. 60 seconds on that, starting now.
Really is a very difficult subject about which to talk, because the most amazing people, to my mind, are those who selected Nicholas Parsons to be chairman of Just Immediately. I can think of no more astonishing concept than to have an elderly, balding, overweight, deaf, blind...
Wendy Richard has challenged.
I think he's deviating because
he's definitely deviating. I would like to tell all the listeners, especially those outside the British Isles, who have never seen me on the stage or on television, I'm neither balding nor have I got a girth, as far as I know.
No, you haven't.
Didn't say you had.
You've got a nice weight.
Overweight, you said. So give Wendy 2 points and the subject and 39 seconds on amazing people starting now.
Amazing people to me are those that do extremely well in the Olympics. All those runners and the decathlon entrants and people like that. I think quite...
Lance Percival, challenge.
That was people. People twice.
Yes, all those people, yes, and they go in the Olympics.
I can't say
like
it because of it's in the title.
No.
Yes, but
people like that. She's right, Lance.
Yes, but that's different from saying amazing.
No, amazing people. If the word is in the title, you can repeat the word with, if it's two words, together or separately, as many times as you wish, within reason, of course. So, Wendy, thank you for reminding me. You have another point, and you keep the subject 29 seconds. Amazing people, starting now.
I find most people are amazing. Every day in one's life, one meets someone who...
Clement Freud.
One. Too many ones, I know.
No, you don't want to emphasise it, because they may not have... They may just be trying, you know.
I think she was right, because she said one, and then ones.
What was your challenge, Clement Freud?
I just hadn't pressed my button for a
So, you see, you did say one and ones. You see, don't give it away, Wendy. You've still got the subject with another point for a wrong challenge. 23 seconds on amazing people, starting now.
I've been left with the subject of amazing people because no one else on this programme wants to talk about it. However, I will do my best to keep on about amazing people, the likes of whom we meet every day in our lives. I'm sure you've what?
We've had the every day before.
Yes, they did meet them every day in your life.
But it was so long ago by the time you finished messing about, they've all forgotten.
I hadn't forgotten. No. And,
unfortunately, in order to keep the game going, the chairman hasn't forgotten. You did repeat that, I'm afraid, right. Wendy. So I have to give...
I don't mind taking it from you. I don't mind.
Wendy, see me afterwards, please. I've best invitation I've had for ages. Clement, you have 10 seconds to tell us something about amazing people starting now.
I would like to tell you about Wendy Richard, who lists very highly in my category of amazing persons.
Wendy Richard challenged.
Oh, sorry. I thought you changed it from people to person, so I thought it would be wrong. He would be wrong.
But he did hesitate, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Right.
Did.
So, so, Wendy, you very cleverly got in with only 2 seconds to go on amazing people, starting now.
We all need amazing people to...
So Wendy Richard, who was training in fourth place up till then, not only got a lot of points on amazing people, but got that extra one for speaking as a whistle went, and has leapt forward into second place behind Richard Murdoch. Lance Percival, your turn to begin the subject of rackets.
There are 3 kinds of rackets, to my mind. Tennis...
Richard Murdoch, challenged.
There are more than 3 kinds.
I can say to my mind.
So what is your challenge, Richard?
Well, there are more than 3. There's squash rackets, tennis.
I know,
rackets.
But just a minute. I know you haven't played it very often. Is
badminton rackets?
Yeah, I know. It's either hesitation, repetition, or deviation.
Yeah, I see. He's allowed to make silly remarks like that. All right.
We've penalised people for silly remarks. We would never get the show going.
Yes. Right, carry on, Lance.
He can make inaccurate remarks, providing he doesn't hesitate, repeat himself, or actually deviate from the subject. So
yes, yes.
Another point there. 57 seconds, rackets, Lance, starting now.
Within my mentor's compass, and that trio is tennis, squash, and show business. The last one is the one that possibly will give you the most money, unless, of course, you happen to be a fantastic player at Wimbledon, or the second game I mentioned, which isn't so well paid. Now, the great thing about this particular game, which is played in South West London in June for a fortnight and elsewhere around the world, is the fact that you can do so well as a male or female equally. In fact, the...
Richard Murdoch challenged.
There's a lot of difference in the money between the men and the women. Can't do equally well.
Actually, that is a good deviation challenge, yes, because if yes. you couldn't do equally well unless the money was equal, and the men do earn more money in tennis than the women. 31 seconds for you, Richard, on rackets starting now.
I used to have a racket, and I used to get it wet, so I learned how to...
Wendy, Richard, challenge.
Twice, used.
I used to have a racket which I used to get wet.
Oh, how silly.
So, Wendy, you've got in on used to 27 seconds on racket starting now.
As I'm not a great lover or player of sports, I neither own nor have ever possessed a tennis racket, a squash racket, or a badminton racket, or a lacrosse racket. The last one...
Clement Freud challenged.
It's a lacrosse stick.
Yeah. It's not a racket.
The way I played it, it was a racket. That was my little deliberate mistake for the week, thanks.
Well, actually, Clement Freud was perfectly correct in his challenge, so give him a point for that. He's been terribly generous and said, give it back to Wendy Richard.
Because no, it's all right, please, I insist.
Well, it's the last round. Wendy, this is getting a little chaotic, but I'll try and keep my head above the water. 14 seconds for you on the racket starting now.
Fly pictures and the like that one sees in Oxford Street and places similar to that.
Lance Percival,
similar.
There are 9 seconds left on this subject in the last round. With you, Lance, rackets starting now.
One of the biggest rackets is for the BBC to persuade...
The pressure's getting through to them all. It only needs the chairman to make a racket.
BBC Three.
BBC Three, yes. Richard, you've got him with 6 seconds on rackets starting now.
Well, I'm not going to say BB Swee, because
you just said it.
Oh, yes,
sir. So, Clement Freud, you challenge.
Repetition.
Yes, no, deviation. He hasn't said it yet. It was Lance who said it last time.
Actually, repetition of BB.
Oh, yes.
Yes, we had that one before.
So Clement goes for the clever challenges. I mean, he could have had deviation. And
I disagree with that challenge, because he did it to me once before, and I was allowed to be able to say BBC. So you leave it back with Mr. Murdoch.
Wendy!
You can't make one with one and one for another.
1 minute you can be so charming and say how attractive the chairman is, and the next minute you're saying, you give it back to him!
Come on.
Clement's challenge was correct. He did repeat the word, the letter B, you know.
Yes, but when he's challenged me on that before...
Yes, I was being generous to you, because it was the first time you'd ever played the game. So Wendy's going to shut up. There are 3 seconds left in the last round of this particular show, Just a Minute. Clement Freud legitimately has those 3 seconds to tell us something about rackets starting now.
One of the great rackets is pressing your buzzer when somebody else is speaking.
Well, there's no racket like Just a Minute, and when the audience here make a racket like they did, we know that we are winning, and we do hope you've enjoyed yourself. Let me give you the final score. Clement Freud and Wendy Richard were equal in second place, but our winner this week, 4 points ahead of all the others, was Richard Murdoch. What is termed a popular win, as you've heard by the audience reaction in the studio here, on behalf of our lovely panel, Wendy Richard, Lance Percival, Richard Murdoch, and Clement Freud, and, of course, the man who thought of the game, Ian Messiter, and the man who produces the show, who is so important to us all, Edward Taylor, and myself, Nicholas Parsons. Thank you for staying to the end of Just a Minute, and we hope you want to tune in again when we start playing Just a Minute once again. Until then, from all of us here, goodbye.